Now I have two people with me on the phone. I have Lee Cummins and I have Shannon Baker. Good morning to you both.
Hi.
We have ladies first. Shannon, give us your credentials, both of you first. Shannon.
Well, I'm a youth activity worker with Spirit 17 and I'm a trained psychotherapist.
And Lee?
Yeah, I'm project leader over in Kilbarrick, Spirit 17 Kilbarrick. I'm not trained in any psychotherapy or anything like that. But I'm standing here, so, you know, get all your voices down.
It's all right. I think women are born trained psychotherapists anyway. I hope that doesn't sound insulting, Shannon. I hope it doesn't.
No, of course
okay.
not.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll ask you first, Lee, where did the initiative come from and what was the reason for it?
Well, I've worked in Kilbarrick for quite a long time and just kind of over the last kind of couple of years, particularly in the last kind of year, there's been quite a lot of kind of negative maybe publicity about the area and stuff that was going on, and like obviously the idea was to maybe to do something, you know, in the area that kind of bring it up a bit maybe and have some positive for local people maybe to look at and, you know, say yeah, that's kind of, you know, something good to think about, to look at in the area. So so it was just I made contact with corporate communications here in Rhode Aaron, just about doing something around the train station, because the train station was kind of, you know, one of the areas where, you know, there was a kind of a little bit of negativity around. So made contact with them back in probably April. Ball just got rolling from there, I suppose. Loads of meetings, buildings and services, you know, about like possibilities of doing a project with young people, and just kind of started from there.
Okay, and I suppose the train station, with its uses of everybody of all ages in the area, will represent everyone in the area, youth and old as well. So it's a good way for it to be.
And obviously with young people, obviously from the area, you know, kind of leading it out in terms of the concept, and you know, just being like heavily involved in, you know, in the project. So
okay, and Shannon, yourself, how did you get involved in it, and what's your game in it?
So I started with Spirit 17 in the November, and Ian Rod Aaron and a group of artists called Subset obviously had been in contact with Lee throughout the year and doing planning and stuff. So when I started, we really just got into it and we started doing like workshops with the young people. So the artists and some representatives from Ian Rod Aaron, like Joe and them, they came over to the centre and we done like workshops, just I suppose trying to gather ideas from the young people, what they wanted to represent, and then they started learning how to spray paint and stuff like that, like for a couple of weeks before the project actually started on site. So that's kind of where I stepped in to the project.
Okay, and just like the psychology on it there, Shannon, like a lot of people now would look upon, there's a difference between art and graffiti. So what has there been any negativity towards it at first in any way?
I think we did. So when we first met with the group, we wanted to actually talk about that, and the artists were really keen to talk about it too, in that you know, it's not graffiti, you can't just go over to a wall and spray paint, you know what I mean? So it was really good that we had, you know, all the representatives from the different organizations there, where we, you know, could show that we went through the right avenues to get the right permissions and all that kind of stuff. And we didn't actually get a lot of pushback, to be honest. I think everyone in the area was really excited to see, you know, something that was kind of like grey and dull be uplifted, and, you know, it's good to see young people involved in something creative and something constructive rather than, you know, just running the streets or whatever, you know, ideas they might have had in their head about young people before this project kind of got up and running. So we actually didn't get that much pushback at all.
Okay, that's great. And Lee, I mean, the whole idea as well is to change in the point of view, as you said to yourself, the representation of Kilbarrick and sort of the bad name it might have and the bad press it gets sometimes. And it's to change the view of that as well. So, I mean, it may be too early to tell, but is that happening? Can you see that happening?
I mean, like, there's been a great reaction to it in terms of, like, you know, local feedback. Like, we've got like, really good exposure kind of on social media, local media as well. I think it's given the area a real lift, the station. I mean, obviously, it'd be one of the kind of prettier train stations, I suppose, along that line now, for sure. Like, if not the up there with the best, you know. And just in terms of just opening up, like, I suppose, possibilities for doing more stuff, like we're chatting about, you know, going further down the line to do stuff around Hoke Junction as well. So, like I said, it's been really, really good for everybody involved, like, you know, ourselves, obviously, the youth service, young people, And then obviously Irmo there, and you know, they're kind of getting publicity as well. You know, they're kind of working with communities as well.
Shannon was saying when we
were doing the kind of, you know, setting up the kind of the concept and stuff, like there was everybody was involved in that. You know, there was the Irmo there, and there was the artist, there was the young people. So it was a real kind of collaborative piece. It was a real kind of, you know, kind of team effort, I suppose you could say. So yeah, no, it's been great. Like, you know,
it's a great idea. There's no doubt about it. I mean, most stations, I mean, they're there to function and do the work they do, which they do, but they can be pretty drab places to, if you're hanging around and the train is late. But when you got something like what you're doing there, the colour and all that sort of carry on, I'm hoping that it sort of travels, if you'll pardon the pun, to other stations as well. So, as you said, that is the aim.
It's very vibrant, exactly. It's, you know, that's the aim there, exactly. Yeah, just to kind of like, just to show what, you know, the kind of possibilities of how, you know, what can be done, and you know, just to kind of give the place a bit of a lift. So yeah, you know, it's worked really well. I think we've obviously been chatting about it, and obviously Seth and Shannon, like, you know, Shannon, the fair play, Shannon, she was just new to the organisation. She came in, she got stuck in, did great work there with the group as well. So you know, we're happy with the whole process overall, everything, you know.
It's great. And Shannon, as yourself there, there's a whole list of things and ways that it can improve things. But it can sort of, when people start feeling good about themselves, it's all good for their mental health and emotional and physical health as well. So this is part of it as well. People might not think it, but it actually is.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think the young people were really keen on setting, you know, a positive message. So that's why I said, like, have a nice day. And then on the other side, it had changed. So, like, they really were keen to set something positive for people coming in and out of their area, you know, instead of just being hit with, like, I suppose, like, a drab space or whatever. And as well, for the young people, it was really, really good for them to be involved creatively. I think we've found that we actually have a lot of creative young people in our groups who may not have necessarily, you know, had the confidence to come out and be like, oh, well, I want to be involved in something really big. So it was good for us to have different groups involved. Like, we had one particular group who was involved in the whole planning process, but then on the day we had other groups come over and help out, and it just created this really positive energy, I think, on the day. And, you know, the young people were really proud of themselves, which is probably, you know, something that unfortunately doesn't happen too much.
Yeah.
But they were really proud of themselves and really proud of the area. And, you know, and they had people getting off the train to look at what they were doing and, you know, ask them how they were getting on. And they were really, like, happy to talk to strangers about their spray painting techniques. And the artists were really good with them as well, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was really good for mental health all around.
It sounds like it, and it sounds pretty good. So, I don't know who will answer this, but who decides exactly the content of what goes up, especially if we're going to be sort of spreading it along the line? Who decides
that? That was a consideration, I suppose. That was kind of like, I mean, that was during the workshops. You know, we were like discussing what the concept would be. You know, that was kind of obviously had to be a balance there somewhere, but, you know, and obviously had to come from the young people as well. So it was a little bit of
the quote kind of did come from the young people.
Mm-hmm. It did. Exactly. The wording on the actual murals and stuff were the young people's words as well. And that's spreading the message that they wanted to get across as well. So, and that was obviously very important, you know, because it was about them, about their area, about what they wanted to, you know, to let people to see and to, you know, maybe think about when they're passing through the station. So, yeah, it was young person led in many ways as well. You know, so
yeah, because a lot of
very,
things
very important.
Yeah, a lot of areas can do with the sort of people having respect for where they live and always trying to improve it all the way, as well as if it helps them themselves. But I'm just wondering as well, if you do happen to go along the line as well as getting more content, would you have to get in touch with other groups, other youth clubs along the way?
Just in terms
that's
of
the plan.
Sorry, go ahead, Sean.
Just like what you were saying, Lee, yourself, like if we wanted to move along the train line, you know, we have kind of been toying with the idea. Obviously it depends on in what area and if we're allowed to do anything, but we have said it will be a collaborative approach, so we try and get other youth services involved.
For an example, if you went to Holt Junction, or if you went the other way to Colestor and then maybe into Clontarf, and that, would you have to see the youth groups in our area and see what
I don't think Kilbarrick are looking to do the whole kind of train line, like, no, definitely not. No, but that's obviously any kind of chat we've had, like, around possible kind of future, you know, kind of projects. Obviously, like, Hope Junction is very close. There are other services in the area, youth services, mm-hmm. or other kind of groups in the area. Obviously, that would be, you know, very important that the local people are very close to that station, you know, and the groups were involved in anything going forward as well. But, like, you know, it's kind of, we're in the kind of in the talking stages. We've just kind of got out of this one. It was only kind of the 26th of January when we kind of officially finished our kind of station projects, like, so. It could be a little bit down the line, but we're definitely on the agenda, like, you know, now. And it's kind of just because of, I mean, there's many reasons, I suppose, and just because of the positive, you know, impact it's had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
well, I have to say,
done so amazing. They've been brilliant, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, I have to say to you both, Lee and Shannon, that I'm a senior citizen. I haven't known about this, and I'm going to particularly go down now and have a look. And I'm excited. Yeah, already. Yeah. I'm excited to hear this, because I love to see new innovations coming up, and especially with if it's young people and they're in their area. So, are the people of Kilbarrick excited at the moment? The reaction you're getting from them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got on the social media, we've got a time lapse of the process, and on our Instagram, so with the name Kilbarrick, and we've released the time lapse. Well, we didn't release it. Irish Rail released it, and we shared it. And the comments that we're getting on it are really positive. You know, people saying that they're delighted, and, you know, it's really helped their area, and all that kind of feedback is coming in. Yeah.
So people from other areas can see it online, if I'm picking you up correctly, Shannon?
Yeah, you can see it online, yeah. It's on the 317 Kilbarrick Instagram, and it's also on Irish Rail's Instagram.
I'm a Neanderthal when it comes to technology. I'm never tired of telling people. So when you say it's on this and it's on that, do you need an address, a website, or whatever you want to call it, to get to look at them?
I think if you have Instagram, you can just type in the search box.
Okay.
317 Kilbarrick, and click on our profile, and it'll be on our profile.
Okay.
And we have to get some
Irish Rail, they have one as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of spaces around. I'm trying to think of them. Yeah. You have me, as I said, excited, and I'm trying to think of ways of expanding. Is there any other ways you can do it besides railway stations?
If you're old school, just jump on the dirt there now and just get yourself down to the
very
station.
Yeah,
and
just go and have a look.
Get the Polaroid out and get a few snaps as well, you know.
Oh, not what's a Polaroid? I'm joking. No, I don't live too. I don't live too far away, and I'm down that way sometimes. Yeah. So I'm making me business to go that bit further and have a look at it today, actually. So no, I'm just thinking: is there any other areas you've looked at, or are you happy just with the stations at the moment?
Yeah,
because
actually there is. I mean, I'm not giving without giving too much away. There's another area very close to the station, which has kind of been an area that people have kind of tried to do a bit of work with and developed over the years. It's actually Dublin City Council, so it's not Irish Rail's mm-hmm. you know, bag, but there is a section there, a space there very close to the station we've kind of had our eye on, and kind of local people have had an eye on it as well, so you know, that's kind of on the agenda as well, maybe going forward, make some contact.
Okay.
Maybe something similar there as well.
Okay, well, listen, I'll hand the mic over to both of you. Ladies first. Shannon, is there anything you'd like to add before I let you go? I mean, thank you very much. As I say, you made an old man a little bit excited today, so that's good. Both of you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So, anything you'd like to say, Shannon? You're first.
The only thing I can think of is just to thank the young people for all the work that they put in.
Yeah.
You know, they really were very passionate about the project. And to thank Irish Rail and Subset and the artists. So Arthur in particular was really, really good. So just to thank everyone that was involved, really.
Okay, and yourselves, Lee?
Yeah, look, I echo what Shannon said. Like, you know, it's been brilliant from start to finish. You know, like, it's been a great collaboration with everybody involved. Young people, you know, got stuck in, really enthusiastic about it. You know, willing to kind of, you know, do a little bit extra. And like I said, the artists, as Shannon was saying, the artists have been fantastic as well. Like, just everybody, Joanne or Israel. Yeah, it was a pleasure working on the project, and hopefully we can do some more again in the near future.
Okay, listen, stay where you are, and it's been a great pleasure for me talking to you as well, and I'll be keeping an eye out, and anything else you have coming up, don't hesitate to get in touch with your local radio station here near FM, and we'll have a chat again about it. Okay?
Brilliant. Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Brilliant. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.